When a Member of Parliament lies to Parliament or before its committees, it is not just a personal lapse or a tactical misjudgment. It strikes at the trust that Singaporeans place in us, as well as the solemn duty we owe to the people we serve. It undermines the high standards of integrity and incorruptibility which make the Singaporean system work and for which Singapore is known. And that is why I have brought this motion before Parliament today. The motion asks the House to affirm that honesty and integrity are fundamental pillars of Singapore's parliamentary system, to note the findings of the High Court and the COP, express regret at Mr. Singh's conduct, which was dishonourable and unbecoming of a Member of Parliament, consider that such conduct renders him unsuitable to continue to hold the office of Leader of the Opposition, a parliamentary leadership position with important responsibilities, duties and privileges, and that his continuation in this role would undermine the standing of Parliament and public confidence in the integrity of Singapore's political system. And note that the High Court's judgment and the COP findings have implications for Ms. Sylvia Lim and Mr. Faisal Manap, which have to be considered separately, and call on all MPs to uphold our solemn duty to respect and abide by the law, act with integrity at all times, and honour the trust placed in us by Singaporeans. So to be clear, and for avoidance of doubt, in the third limb of the motion, the one that asks us to express regret, the House is not being asked to impose any penalties or sanctions on Mr. Singh under the PPIPA. What is being asked is for this House to express a view of his conduct. And if the House agrees that such conduct is not acceptable, to express its regret at such conduct. Also, the fourth limb of the motion does not operate to remove the LO. The Leader of the Opposition is designated by the Prime Minister, and the decision whether Mr. Singh should continue with that designation rests with the Prime Minister, not Parliament. However, members are entitled to, and I would argue, have an obligation to express a view on Mr. Singh's suitability to continue in that role. It will then be for the Prime Minister to decide what to do after that. And the fifth limb asks the House to note that the court judgments have implications for Ms. Lim and Mr. Faisal, as I will explain in my speech. However, as the extent and the degree of their conduct differ from Mr. Singh's, the fifth limb proposes that their matters be considered separately on another occasion.